Film.
And Furious.
Welcome back for another Angry Film Review. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.
Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me.
Hey Fafters, sorry for the break. I've been away for the last week or so of the school holidays, and then I sort of didn't get back into a rhythm. It's not stopped me hitting the films, but there was a streak of some pretty uninspiring films, so I didn't want to put you all to sleep. So here's a super quick catch up of the films I've seen since the last podcast. Not in any particular order. I think they're in the order I could remember them in. So first of all, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. It was okay, I suppose, but totally eclipsed by 10 Gold Rings for that samurai-style action, if that's your thing. I'm going to score it 2.5 out of 5. Rise of the Foot Soldier Origins. Ugh. What annoyed me here is the backstory to Tony Tucker and how he became a club doorman stroke hardman is identical to the backstory of Carlton Leach from the very first film. Why bother telling the same story? Absolutely nothing new to see here. 1 out of 5. Don't Breathe 2. If you've seen the first one, then you'll know what to expect from this. 2.5 out of 5. The Courier. Based on a true story. Okay, as far as true stories from the 60s go, but it's a slow one. I'm going to give it 3 out of 5. Free Guy. I know I've already reviewed this, but I did say I'd go and watch it again, and I did. Still just as good the second time round, so it's still 4.5 out of 5. And Shang-Chi and the Legend of the 10 Gold Rings, which is a bit of a mouthful. Why not just call it Shang-Chi? This is quite a cool backstory for a new Avenger. Remember to stay for the post-credit extra scenes, as with all Marvel movies. Ben Kingsley also returns in this one, channeling John Lennon for inspiration, I can only imagine, for the voice of the Liverpudlian actor who fooled Iron Man in Iron Man 3, and he gives some excellent comic relief to the film. I'm scoring this one 4 out of 5.
Have you seen this movie yet? Are you going to see this movie? Do you agree? Do you not agree? What would you give it out of 5? You can let me know on Twitter, it's @theabductee. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy, where I talk about popular and not so popular conspiracy theories with Carlos and occasional guests. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next time.